This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast episode. No, not an episode, a bonus edition of the program. It is November 6, 2023. If you're hearing this, that means that the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing hockey on the bone. And so I'm here. This week, it's kind of a long week, too, or a short week, depending on how you look at it, because it's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday the Lightning will be playing. So we are off the air for a while. Tonight's bourbon is Smoke Wagon Straight Bourbon Whiskey. I believe this is their Halloween edition, as you can tell by the skull there. I got this at Sunshine Liquors in St. Petersburg. Let's give it a whirl. I feel like all my whiskey reviews are the same, which is, yeah, pretty good. Oh, yeah, that's whiskey, all right. It's peaty and it's chocolate and it's good. Some are better than others. This one's very middling. It's their cheapest offering, I believe, the straight bourbon whiskey, which I don't even know what really straight means. More ways than one. Am I right, folks? Come on. My name's Will Koontz. Welcome. I have a few things to talk about. I don't want to get too distracted because I wanted to get to the main one, tonight's main focus, which is, since I had to take a, I didn't have to, but YouTube was gracious enough to offer me a reprieve of the warning that I got on my channel. By the way, willsyoutube.com, subscribe over there if you're listening audio. And if you're listening here and on YouTube, make sure to share it, give it a thumbs up, leave a comment, you know, that stuff helps. And if you're listening to audio only still, you know, give it 5 stars, wherever you're listening, that stuff really helps out. But they were gracious enough to offer me a reprieve from my warning, not a strike, a warning that I got. Now, I got this warning. I'm have to tiptoe around it because I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't want to get in trouble again. But it was about an event that happened in November 2020, where the former president was taking on our current president to find out who was going to be president in the near future. And some of the things that happened around that event. There were some things that happened. Some people did some things and stuff happened because of that. And some people didn't believe some of the things that happened because of that thing that happened. And some people, you know, may have stormed the Capitol for that. Like, listen, I don't know. Okay. Again, I don't really have opinions on anything. I just observe and I report. That's all I do. And I reported on a story of a certain AI that AIs tend to be pretty based with some of their opinions. They kind of just take the data that's given and then spit out an opinion. Sometimes it can be very offensive, not nice. Let's just say not nice, to say the least, some of the things that these AIs, you know, say. But then the developer will go in, neuter the AI, and then it's like very nice afterwards. It says nice things. You know, it's just nice. It's good. It's good. Very dull, but good. Just whatever the talking points of today are, it happens to agree with every single one of them. Before it did not, but now it does. So anyway, that's the whole thing. So I got a strike because an AI said some things about that event that happened in 2020 that were not okay to say. And I just reported, I did a video about what the AI said, and then YouTube said, you can't do that. So I tried to appeal it, and I said, I didn't say it. I'm just talking about a story that was in the New York Post about this AI that said certain things. I don't have an opinion. I'm just observing and reporting. And they said, no, no. But they gave me an option to take a Orwellian type of exam where you would read certain examples and you would take a quiz to see if this was against the rules or not. Is this against YouTube's rules regarding things that happen every 4 years in the country, in America, and other places as well? Is this against the rules to say? And I knew what they wanted to hear, and I just told them what they wanted to hear. And then they said, okay, well, if you behave in January, starting the new year, we'll take away your warning. So I said, okay, great, thanks. Before the thing that happens every 4 years, you couldn't talk about COVID. That was a big one. You weren't allowed to talk about that. They don't seem to be worried about that anymore, though. I've said a lot of things about COVID. Anna and I have done shows about COVID. They don't really seem to care anymore. So I'm hoping that I am not jinxing myself here. I know you're not supposed to use that word anymore either, but I hope I'm not, you know, asking for trouble here. But I wanted to talk about the, can you say the jab? Or can you, I don't know. Well, whatever. I mean, listen, things happen, and the sooner get kicked off of here, the better. I say it's probably for the best. But the vaccines regarding the thing that happened, what was it, 2020 again, where this disease, you know, escaped, or, you know, somebody banged a penguin or something, and then it got loose, and then these pharmaceutical companies, you know, were able to save the day and give us this vaccine that works great. Worked really good. Whatever. Again, I don't know. Don't really have an opinion, but it was very controversial during that time. Some people elected not to get this great milestone in science and in medical advancement and technology. It showed what human beings were truly capable of. Some people elected not to do it. And those people were yelled at by a lot of people. Sometimes they were kind of compelled to do the right thing by having their companies mandate it's not the government doing it. The government's on the phone with the companies saying, hey, you should mandate this. And they go, okay, are you going to give us a tax break? Sure. Cool. Mandate it. You got it. They didn't, like, some people didn't, make you, but they definitely made it very inconvenient for you to exist at your job. You had to take tests every 2 days. Like, it was a mess. It was a pain. And now we're kind of learning that perhaps maybe they weren't as great as advertised. You know, I don't know. I'm open-minded. I don't freaking know, bro, lady, whatever. I have an inkling. I have thoughts, but no real opinions. And, I got, I was a little skeptical. I think a lot of people were of these advancements of this God's hand coming down to earth and providing humanity with this great tool. I was a little, I was a little dubious of it because it was a new-ish technology. It's not a new technology. Yes, I know it's not a new technology. However, it was the first time it's been employed and put on to the human populace in a mass number. Okay, like a lot of people got this thing. Billions got this new, not new, but new to us, new to injecting it into our bodies outside of small trials. It was, this technology was given to a lot of people to see, I guess, see what happens. You know, and then you found out that some of the data that came out initially where they're like, this thing's awesome. They didn't even try. They didn't have any numbers. They just said it was good. Here's the paperwork from the company. Doctors are looking at the paperwork and going, it looks good. You should take this thing. And then later on, they found out, wasn't that good. Maybe. I don't know. I was one of these people who was hesitant. I was not forced, but I elected to, after some thought, and I was going to a bachelor party, and some of the people, the guys, you know, they're doctors, they're reading this data, and I don't understand why you just won't get this thing. We're saying, listen, I want you to get it. And if you don't get it, I'm not going to go. I didn't want to ruin my friend's bachelor party. So I could have elected not to go. However, that's still going to hurt him. So during this time, I got the, it was either go get the J&J, the Johnson & Johnson, which is one shot, which is nice. And it's the old technology, the way they do vaccines, you know, in the past, and I guess still do. Or I could just not go. And they were, and it ended up being just a few weeks before they entirely pulled the Johnson & Johnson due to, you know, it was given lady strokes, I guess. But I'm not a lady. I don't identify as one, so I'm safe from this vaccine injury, potentially, I guess. So I went ahead and I did, even though I just had it, I had the disease, and doctors understood what immunity meant, I thought, but apparently not with this one. This one was different for some reason. Totally drove people insane. Totally drove people insane. Smart people insane. Just all knowledge that they previously had through their life experience, through their textbooks, just went right out the window. But I wanted to go. And I was going to New Orleans, Louisiana. They had a very strong COVID, not mandate, but if you wanted to go anywhere, you had to present your vaccine card. So it's either don't go and miss that fun time, or I could get the stupid fake shot that I don't need. So I said, all right, fine. I'll do this stupid one that I don't need. And I went into the bachelor party and I had fun. It was a great time. And I'm glad that I went. I am glad that I did not get the new technology, new-ish technology. It's not new. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't take the mRNA one. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of people who are, you know, passing of conditions suddenly. And I don't know if it's attributed to that. I have no idea. I don't have opinions. I just notice. I'm noticing a lot. Is it noticing because you're looking for it more because people are claiming that that's a side effect of this thing? Maybe. Maybe this was just happening the entire time. I don't know. But I will say I am noticing it more. Is it correlated? Is it a connection? I don't know. I really don't. And unfortunately, I don't think we are ever going to know because I don't think there's any interest in finding that out. They just say, no, it's not. And they've lost a lot of credibility. They, you know, the man, whoever, they're saying, no, it's not. It's fine. In fact, you should get another one. You should do it because our stock prices are falling. So you could really help us out and get one of these things. That would be great. And if you want to, hey, do it up. I have no objection. Just don't, just stay away. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not quite that far off the deep end. But people are, I saw memes. I saw jokes about this. As you can see on the screen here, if you're watching on YouTube, women are desperately seeking unvaxxed sperm on Facebook as demand skyrockets. Now, this was a joke. I saw this on Twitter that when you people start collapsing and all your DNA is messed up and blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know, a lot of jokes are based in some sort of opinion of truth or claim of truth. And I think a lot of people did believe that. And some people are saying, yeah, like, look, the evidence of it is in our face every day. Is it? I don't know. But women around the United States are now turning to unconventional strategies to become pregnant as aspiring mothers search for sperm donations from men who have refused to take the COVID-19 inoculation. And they're searching on Facebook, of all places. Jonathan David Rinaldi, also known as the Sperminator, was a longtime donor for America's largest sperm donation group, a Facebook group called Sperm Donation USA. Very apt. According to the Daily Mail, he later elected to leave the group and created his own sperm donation operation after he caught wind of demand for unvaccinated sperm donors. Almost 250 people are members of the group, which has successfully managed to help people start families, per the report. Members include young professionals, gay couples, and single women from both the U.S. and the U.K., with most offering to donate sperm for free. Uh-uh. No, sir. You have to pay for this. For me. Anyways, you want any of this? Can you imagine a kid just coming out like this with an awful beard? Is blind? No. An investigation by the British publication revealed that women have searched online for unvaccinated sperm donors, and specifically they want a no COVID vax on posts looking for a potential donor. Men who are participating in the action often label themselves with terms such as unvaccinated ma'am, sperm not modified by mRNA. A post by women who had apparently been conceived by an unvaccinated sperm donor read, "One farm-raised, not farmer-raised baby on the way." Rinaldi remarked that he has had no flu shots, no COVID shots, nothing since he was a baby. Okay. Rinaldi did, however, inform women that he was thinking about donating sperm, that he would cancel the process if she were to receive a COVID-19 booster shot. So the first two, he's like, look, you got duped. It happened to a lot of us. But anymore, I'm out. If you elect to get another booster, I'm not going to give you. What does he look like? That's a good question. I should have pulled this up. Let me Google him real quick. Because I'm curious now. Jonathan David Rinaldi. So a lot of these ladies are also saying they want the AI method. And I was like, what the hell is that? But it actually means just, you know, artificial insemination, not AI. So whenever I see AI now, it's something, you know, with election fraud. Jonathan David, this is bad for video and audio. Let's see. Let's get a look at him here. Here he is. Okay, good looking dude. Nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Share this tab instead. He's running for city council. All right. Not too bad. Looks pretty cool. He's got a bald head. He's bald. But, you know, we won't hold that against him. And this is not him choosing to be bald. He definitely has a horseshoe pattern up here that I'm seeing. Nothing wrong with that. He's got a cool... Men look great with this gray in the beard. I'm starting to get it in mine. What if you can call this a beard? I don't really call it a beard. But mostly just covers up my double chin. But that's why I'm not donating sperm. So, I don't know. I'd take some sperm from this guy. If I was a lady, in fact, I might let them, you know, do it the old fashioned way. I'm in, Jonathan. I want to know, though, does the Johnson & Johnson keep you from donating on this new Facebook group board? And while it's nice to do it for free, it is psychopathic. I want everybody to know that. And I hope David knows that, too, to go, I am so great. And I don't have this mRNA curse on me, but I'm already pretty good because I was donating pre this whole thing. That there needs to be more of me out there. It's usually not the case. It's usually not true. But, I mean, hey, if the ladies want it, you got to give it to them. That's what I say. That's my motto. And, you know, you can take it straight from the tap or... We can do it however you're comfortable, but in the end of the day, you're going to get it. That's, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right at all. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I guess that's it for tonight. I don't know. This might be my second strike. I don't think so. I'm not too concerned about it. I think everybody's just checked out as far as this. I mean, there's Israel-Palestine now. There's still election stuff going on. Like, people just don't care about the disease anymore. In fact, whenever I talk to people and they're like, oh, I'm sick. I'm like, oh, you got it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Who cares? I'm like, touche. Very true. I do see a lot of people wearing masks, so I assume that they're sick and I always stay away from them. So maybe they are. Maybe they're not feeling well and doing the right thing, you know, wearing a mask when they're out in public. But you should just stay home. Anyway, this is all stuff you've heard before. And it's time for me to go. So I hope you have a great evening. Be back tomorrow, I guess, with another vid. Hopefully earlier in tonight. Man, this time change got me jacked up, bro. I'm sure it's the same for all of you, too. It's 8:25 p.m. right now when I'm recording this, and it feels like midnight. And it takes a good, I would say, week before you're back into it again. But I'm ready for bed already. So I'm going to go try to stay up for another hour or two. And I'll upload the podcast. And I hope you watch it and enjoy it and share it with your friends and family. And, donate sperm today. That's what I say. Goodbye.